Forte Foundation is a collaboration
between leading companies
and top business schools to launch women into fulfilling,
significant careers
through access to business education,
opportunities,
and a community of successful women.
Our goal is to connect you
to the right people
and give you access to the tools you need
to have the successful business career
you deserve.
Welcome back to the Forte Foundation podcast. Every episode, we bring you personal stories and career insights from successful businesswomen representing diverse industries and career stages. If you're unfamiliar with Forte and what we do, please go to fortefoundation.org right now and see what we can do for you. Today, we'll hear from Whitney Gosden. Whitney got her MBA from Harvard Business School in 2009, and today she's Director of Marketing for WorkPop, a software company providing HR solutions. Whitney joined us at a Forte event when she was working for Mattel. She gave an incredibly useful breakdown to the marketing field that we thought was worth another look. Here's Whitney.
The first thing I wanted to talk about is what exactly is marketing. When I was in your shoes in college, I didn't really know the difference between advertising and marketing and public relations. So, I mean, I think from my experience, the main difference is, advertising is kind of like a subset of marketing as far as obviously coming up with the ads that are on TV or in print or online, but they really have to work with the client company, say American Express or Nike or whatever it may be, in order to develop the overall broad messaging strategy that they want to convey within the advertising campaign. I actually never worked in advertising per se, but I did work in market research, which is very similar in that you're essentially working in an agency that has a number of different clients that you do projects for. And a lot of the stuff I did in market research ended up being testing of new ads or developing the messages that we wanted to convey in the ads and figuring out what was resonating with consumers. And so it's pretty similar experience to working in an ad agency. And so I can sort of answer some questions about that you may have. Public relations is really different. So public relations is more about trying to get journalists and writers to actually mention your product in their articles or on TV. And so you're not necessarily paying them to do that. You're more trying to send out press releases and trying to make sure that they are informed about your products and the things that are going on in your business so that they want to actually convey that to the audience that reads their articles. And so it's not the same as advertising in that you're not paying for space. In public relations, it's much more about sort of spinning what you want to say and making sure that you're getting the journalists to be interested in what's going on. And actually, essentially, it's trying to convince them to give you free advertising almost by mentioning your product or your service in what they're writing about or talking about on television. So essentially, marketing is about developing strategies, and so it's much more of a big picture kind of thing than necessarily one piece of it, which would be advertising or public relations. Marketing is what ties all of that together, and it's what you use to basically get customers to start using your product or continue using your product or get more engaged or build loyalty for your brand. So a lot of the stuff that you'd be doing in marketing is working on new product development, because in order to figure out what you want to offer to customers, you have to understand what need there is out there and sort of figure out who's going to actually end up buying your product or your service, who's going to want it, who's going to pay premium pricing, or who's going to pay low pricing for it. It's also about after-sales service. So at American Express, that's not necessarily a product that you're marketing. It's more of a service business. And so when you sign up for a credit card, most of the stuff that we do in marketing as American Express is actually getting existing card members to continue using their card and to use it for all the time. And so for us, service is really important. But even if you aren't a service business, even if your core business is the product itself, customer service is really important as far as building brand loyalty later so that people will continue to buy your product going forward. So I sort of touched on customer loyalty, but there's a lot more involved in it, but it's definitely more about the big picture strategy than just one piece of it. Marketing is really, I think it's a really great way to get into the business world, especially if you don't consider yourself to be a numbers or a finance person. That's not to say that you're not using numbers or you're not doing anything analytical in marketing, because you really are doing a lot of it. But it's definitely also sort of creative as well as analytical on both ends. And I think that's why it's appealing to a lot of people, because you're able to sort of use both your left brain and your right brain and really work with both creative people and with people with backgrounds in finance or anything like that. So you really have a lot of exposure to different types of people and different experiences when you're in marketing. Also, many CEOs come from marketing and sales departments, especially in certain industries, and particularly in consumer packaged goods. In a lot of Procter & Gamble or Kraft or Unilever, or any of those major consumer packaged goods companies, and consumer packaged goods is essentially food, household items, cleaning products, Clorox, that kind of thing. A lot of those things that you find in the supermarket, those are very much companies that are driven by marketing. And so, in fact, in those industries, the main sort of career path to general management and to a high level of responsibility is from the brand management and marketing positions. So there's a number of different ways to gain experience in marketing at an entry level. The two I'm going to focus on today are really working at either an advertising or market research or public relations agency, and then also working on the client company side. And by client company, I mean, for example, when I worked at American Express, I shaped their marketing strategy internal to the company from their marketing division. So the typical day in an agency, and this is more from my experience in market research, but I think it's pretty applicable to advertising as well and public relations, is that it's very busy and it's very hectic because you're working on a number of different projects at once. So you have a lot of things that are going on, and you have to juggle a lot of balls in the air at the same time. And some people are really great at that, and some people like things a little slower paced. So it really depends on your personality type, what you're willing to work on, but I found it to be very interesting. The drawback I would say on that is that the hours can be long and unpredictable. Because you're the agency, it's kind of like how, I didn't know her name, but the woman who before me who was talking about consulting, if any of you were in here, she was saying how because you're at the beck and call of your client, you sort of have to sometimes stay there longer hours, do things at the last minute. Really, you have to jump when they sort of tell you to. So that part of it can be difficult, but as long as you're prepared for it and you have that expectation going into it, I think it's a really interesting way to get experience. I think it's really exciting and dynamic because you're working on a variety of clients and industries, and you're also working in teams. So, for example, I worked closely when I was at American Express. I worked closely with Ogilvy & Mather, which is an advertising agency, and they were our core advertising agency for American Express. And they had an entire client team that was dedicated, of more than 100 people, that was dedicated to the American Express advertising campaign because it consisted of not just TV advertisements, but print and online and direct marketing, which I'll talk about. So those people really interacted with each other as well as people within the American Express community to really shape their strategies. And so I think that can be really interesting. I would say as far as what I wrote here is being in the loop on the strategies of the major businesses. I think part of what I meant there is it's really kind of cool to be there at the time when people are talking about like slogans and catchphrases and things that you want to sort of have as messages in the ads, and then eventually be able to see them come to fruition and see what you worked on be on TV. You know, that's just kind of cool to be able to be part of that and to sort of see what you did shape, what's going on in the world. So I find that to be really interesting as far as being in an agency because you get to see a lot of that. And yeah, I mentioned that about TV. So I think it's really fun to sort of just be able to see things from the very beginning and how they progress going forward.
We'll get back to Whitney's presentation in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about an initiative I'm really excited about, Forte's Rising Star Program, a career accelerator for college women. It's the easiest way to show leading employers that you're at the top of your game. Join for free and start earning points at your own pace. We'll help you in five major areas: career exploration, personal branding, job searching, networking, and professional values. And when you're done, you get to add the Rising Star designation to your resume. Show this job market that you mean business. The Rising Star program is open to undergraduate women of all majors at 20-plus participating schools, with more on the way. Let's listen in on more of Whitney's presentation. She was just about to talk about her experience working in a large in-house marketing team.
Okay, so a typical day in a client company. So by client company, again, I'm sort of talking about working at a Kraft or a Unilever or a General Mills, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit slower paced, I would say, and it's more strategic in nature because you're thinking longer term than you are in an agency where you're working on a project by project basis. So in that sense, I think it can be challenging in a different way. So you might have to think broader, think longer term, and think a little bit differently than you would in an agency. In a large company like an American Express or like a Kraft or any of these, you really are working a lot of times internally as well as externally. And so you have to, the people that you work with are from different divisions of your company. They're from the advertising agency. They're from the PR firm, what have you. And so you end up having a lot of meetings. So I actually like meetings because I like to talk ideas out with other people. And that's how I learn. And that's why I go to HBS, because this is the case method and this is what they do here. So I find that to be really helpful. I've heard complaints from a lot of my coworkers in the past who've said that they have so many meetings, they don't have time to get any actual work done. So meaning, you know, it's like you don't have time to check your email practically all day because you're going from meeting to meeting and really trying to work together with other people in your company and outside of the company to gain consensus on strategies and present your ideas and make sure that you get buy-in from them so you can move forward. Because in a major company like this, any initiative that you're taking really affects people all around the company. So at American Express, any marketing campaigns that we would be doing, there would be repercussions for customer service, there would be repercussions for customer acquisition, which is when people try and get new customers to sign up for the card. There'd be repercussions for customer retention because maybe something we would do would cause some card members to want to cancel. And so you really have to make sure that you're working with everyone in the company and all the different divisions and all the different departments to make sure that they understand what's going on and you can strategize about how to handle anything that happens. I've personally been really happy with my time I spent at the companies I've worked at for a number of reasons. I think, first of all, in general, marketing isn't always about selling things to people that don't want it. You know, marketing is actually about creating something that people do need and actually being able to give it to them at a price that they're willing to pay so that they feel that they're getting value too. So what's funny is that this first line I put up here, marketing is about creating and capturing value. That's actually, I'm in a marketing course this year at HBS, and this is what our teacher says every day. You know, it's about providing something that people need and being able to show them why they need it and having them appreciate it and want to use it so much that they're actually willing to pay you a premium to use it. In my time at American Express, for example, I worked in the small business division doing marketing for new customers. And so a lot of our new customers in the small business division were actually small business owners who just opened their business. And this is a big step for someone, you know, for an entrepreneur. Just to, you know, they've probably been dreaming about this for a long time, thinking about how they wanted to get started in their company. And so for me, I found it really satisfying being able to provide solutions for them to help make their business grow and help finance their business in such a way that they could really get a lot of value from us. So I think it depends on how you think about it. And also depends on what product that you're selling or marketing. But in a lot of ways, I find it really satisfying. There are also a lot of socially responsible companies that not only are providing products that are environmentally friendly, are, you know, giving a lot of money to charity, especially well-established larger companies, often have very comprehensive corporate giving programs and foundations associated with them. And so I think it's really satisfying also to work at a company that really respects its community and is willing to give back and is willing to share its success with the community. And so at American Express, I really enjoyed it because their philanthropic work was really unbelievable. And so, you know, just even being able to, they were just major donors to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, for example, in New York. And so we would all get to go in for free anytime we wanted as American Express employees because that organization so respected the work and the donations that American Express provided. So I think it can be really satisfying working for a company that is really socially conscious. And there are a lot of different ways that they can be socially conscious, but you have to sort of do some digging and see what their reputation is like before you decide to work for a company. And also, I think in general, working for a smaller startup company that in marketing function, I mean, I think it's personally satisfying to help someone grow a business that is newer. And so, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about doing after graduation from HBS is going to work at a smaller company that needs someone who has some experience in marketing. But I want to be sort of one of the first few people to join that company so that I can help grow it. And I think it's satisfying personally for me to be able to help someone else grow their business. And so there's a lot of ways that you can be happy in your job in marketing. finding a job or an internship. These are a couple suggestions I have just from my own experience. But in general, advertising agencies, PR firms, and market research firms, the major ones are actually owned by conglomerates. And there are four major conglomerates that basically own almost any advertising agency that you've probably heard of. So that's Omnicom, WPP, Interpublic, and Publicis. So WPP was the parent company of my market research firm, and they own Young & Rubicam, Ogilvy & Mather. So you can look any of these companies up on the internet, and you'll see their websites have a very lengthy list of all the different companies that they are associated with, and that can be a great resource for you to do as far as job searching or just understanding a little bit more about the industry. So it's not limited to advertising agencies, but as a whole, I would say that it sort of leans that direction, but it's a great way to start your job search and just understand the industry. And then consumer products and services firms. These are just a few that I've mentioned already, but I think they're good places to start as far as understanding what kind of roles there are in marketing. And I would encourage you to go on their websites and look on the careers section and sort of just understand what kind of people they're looking for and what kind of their recruiting policies are. Generally, I would say it's kind of difficult to go into those big consumer products and services firms right out of school because they mostly tend to hire MBAs. That said, a lot of them still do look at people out of undergrad, but they tend to also, if they're going to do that, they tend to focus on specific core schools that they recruit at. So, for example, American Express recruits at UPenn Wharton undergrad, as well as the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business undergrad. So those are two schools that happen to have specific business programs and marketing kind of majors as undergrads for undergrad students. And so I didn't come from one of those places. So I ended up going into the market research firm because I had gotten some connections through an internship I had had, and sort of they spoke to my boss and it sort of worked out through a couple friends of friends that it would work, that I could actually end up getting my start there. But once I worked in sort of a marketing related field, which was the market research firm, it was a lot easier for me to go into a bigger company like American Express because they're a little bit sometimes limited in who they look at when you're straight out of undergrad. So it might be a good idea to get 1 or 2 years of experience elsewhere sort of related to marketing. It doesn't have to be specifically to marketing, but that's a great way to be able to go into those companies. And, you know, American Express, they have a whole website where you can, and I don't still work there, but I keep talking about it because that's where I'm from, so this is what I know best. But, you know, they have a whole website where you can search for job listings online. And believe it or not, I mean, I think sometimes those things are a long shot because most people get jobs through at least a connection that they've got just because it's easier to sort of stand out when you know someone and that person can refer you to an employee in HR. But I still think that it's worth a shot looking on the job postings online and just sort of seeing what kind of positions there are available. And to the extent that you have a friend or someone that you know that works in any of these companies, I would encourage you to talk to them and sort of understand the organizational structure and what positions are for, you know, what kind of level. Because obviously coming out of undergrad, you're going to look for an entry-level position and you don't want to apply for things that are not right for your background and experience. And also, I would encourage you to look at a number of smaller companies. I don't have too many, too many names I can throw out there as far as companies that need people to work in marketing. But I would definitely consult your career office at your school. Talk to people who've recently graduated, any friends that you've got. Make sure that you let them know if they're in marketing. Let them know that you're really interested in it, and just talk to them about it and see what advice they can give you. Yeah, I mentioned networking and family and friends, but also look for alumni of your school in the industry. And don't forget about your high school instead of just college, because obviously there are a lot of resources for you at your career office at your university. But I actually found a lot of people that I didn't know that had gone to my high school. I was able to search the alumni database from my high school, and they actually were, even in some cases, even more receptive to having someone reach out to them and ask them for advice or ask them to have coffee and talk about their experience. And you know, you don't want to straight out ask them to get you a job. You want to obviously, you know, spend time understanding what they've done and where they come from and get their advice. And, you know, they may offer to help you, but you want to make sure that you are diplomatic about it. So, like I said, informational interviews, that's essentially just speaking to anyone that you can who's in an industry that you're interested in and making sure that you are able to get as much knowledge as you can from them and use it wisely.
Thanks, Whitney, for sharing your wisdom with us. Please subscribe to the Forte Foundation podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. And don't forget to review us on iTunes. It really helps. Thanks.